The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Can be helpful to start a sitting. By just first checking in, how are you in this moment? Just taking kind of like taking stock of yourself, noticing how the body is. Is there tension or ease in the body? Is the mind caught up in thoughts? Or is it fairly relaxed? Kind of beginning by arriving with yourself as you are. And this is mindfulness. Being aware of how you are in this moment. No need to judge or try to fix or change anything with mindfulness. Just opening to this is how it is right now. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes that arriving with, aligning with, recognizing this is how it is right now. Sometimes it can allow the mind to relax a little bit with that simple recognition. And that's part of how mindfulness and wisdom work. They work together. And while mindfulness is this non-interfering awareness of how things are in this moment, wisdom can choose to act. Wisdom can choose to understand, know things. Wisdom understands and knows things that support us. And so wisdom may choose to orient towards some supports for being present, such as relaxation. Sometimes we can relax the body. Consciously checking in and noticing where tension may be held, and sometimes it can be released. And this can support our capacity to be present. So you can take a few moments to just scan through your body. Maybe noticing places or areas where there might be tension held, and see if there can be a softening. relaxing. There's also sometimes a possibility of orienting to a more internal relaxation of the body. Not always available, but maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the area around the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. Maybe too, the mind can relax. Letting go of thoughts, worries, concerns. Can the mind relax? And if that is an odd thing for you to reflect on, or if your mind gets caught up in what that means, just let it go. I will offer an analogy that Gil uses sometimes. As if the brain were a muscle, maybe the brain can relax. It's sometimes a way in to relaxing the mind. And having explored relaxation as a support for being present, just a little bit, opening to again, once again, how are you in this moment? It's possible there's been a shift from earlier. It's also possible that there's more capacity to just align with and hold, to be with yourself as you are right now. Relaxing and receiving. This is how the body is. This is how the mind is right now. Can, with mindfulness, explore this receptive quality, just allowing the experience to be as it is, changing, shifting, almost as if The experience of our body and mind is a river just flowing through. You're just in that river flowing through. You don't need to stop the flow to identify anything in particular, but just receiving. Sometimes receiving from a broad perspective. In that general flow. And sometimes there will be specific things that kind of highlight a body sensation, an emotion, a thought. Noticing those, and then what's next? This is mindfulness in its receptive form. And for some of you, it can help at times. If you're comfortable with this receptive form, you're welcome to continue with that. For some of you, it may support your capacity to be present, to perhaps narrow the field a little bit of what you're receiving, choosing perhaps the breath. And then receiving, how is the breath right now? How's the breath flowing through, in and out? And is the mind staying relaxed, receiving either the broader experience or the specific experience? This capacity to be present, be aware of what's happening. It's a natural capacity of our minds. It functions quite well when we relax. And the mind will get caught up in thought. Wander for some period, and at some point you will remember that moment. Mindfulness returns. Often we orient to the fact that we have been lost, but can we recognize this is what it's like to be present now? Mindfulness has returned. It's like the light comes on. What's being received in that moment? What's here? Again, just taking stock, checking in. How is it right now that mindfulness has returned? If tension has crept back into the system while the mind was wandering, it can be helpful to explore relaxing the body and mind again for a few moments, remembering that supports this capacity to be aware. Sometimes, in that moment when mindfulness returns, we're not judging the mind for, not judging ourselves for the mind having been wandering. Sometimes we can notice that the mind is actually more settled, more calm, more relaxed than it was before it wandered. So can we just receive, take in, how is it? In the moment that mindfulness returns. Each moment, receiving what is already available to be known.